Florida State University saw several of its projects vetoed, including $5 million for maintenance, $2.5 million for the Reading Research Center, and funds for additional primary care residency slots for medical school graduates. Meanwhile, $1 million worth of water projects in Monticello, Gretna, and Blountstown were killed. And Representative Alan Williams says those vetoes are contradictory to the governor's message of trying to grow jobs.
What better way to spur economic development than to make sure that you have a water infrastructure system in place that will, which is the basis for all future construction in our community?
Governor Rick Scott also killed water projects in other parts of the state and tossed a $200,000 mobile health unit for Gadsden County for the third year in a row. But only one Leon County project got axed, a $100,000 allocation for the Joseph Franklin House, the new home of the Tallahassee NAACP. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.